Oklahomans struggling with substance abuse no longer have to wait to get into some of the most intensive treatment for addiction. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports treatment providers believe a $10 million increase in funding from the state legislature 2 years ago is now saving lives.
Addiction is time sensitive. Donna Woods says when someone comes to her ready to get help, she can't waste a moment.
You know, there's a very small window when a person says, you know, I need help. And if there's not a bed for them, 99% of the time they're going to go back out to what they know, and that's using, whether it be drugs or alcohol.
Woods is the executive director and founder of OCARTA, a peer recovery nonprofit based in Oklahoma City. The organization offers community support to people who've decided to work towards sobriety. Woods started OCARTA about 20 years ago and says finding treatment options has been extremely difficult for most of that time.
I think in 2014 or 15, we had a young man who heard about OCARTA. He said, listen, my brother's having a problem with drugs. He's 24 years old. Would you mind if I dropped him off here in the morning and then turn around and pick him up when I got off work at night?
Woods said the man dropped his brother off and then picked him up every day.
So on the 31st day of him coming here, he finally got a bed at the recovery center, the detox, 31 days.
But not everyone can wait.
For years, there were 3 months waiting, you know, to get in someplace. And that person could be caught up in their disease or dead or in jail by the time they could get in a bed and get some help.
The Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services told lawmakers last year that around 300,000 Oklahomans struggled with alcohol or drug dependence. The cost of leaving addiction untreated is high. A state task force focused on criminal justice reform found several years ago that nearly one in every three people sentenced to prison were arrested on drug charges. Addiction also leads to early deaths and long-term medical conditions. Sometimes, treating substance abuse means getting people into a residential center for more intensive care. Until recently, in Oklahoma, these residential centers were regularly full.
We have been able to do away with the wait lists now, so that if you're assessed and your level of need is residential substance abuse treatment, we're able to move you right in.
Carrie Slatton Hodges is commissioner of the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. She reminded lawmakers during a budget hearing in January that the agency got an additional $10 million in 2019 to make more room for Oklahomans seeking help. The agency partnered with Oklahoma providers to add at least 175 new beds in residential treatment centers. Before the increase, nearly 600 men and women around the state were waiting for a chance to get help. Edie Nafa says after the additional beds came online, that wait disappeared.
Probably within 90 days to 4 months.
Nafa is executive director of Catalyst Behavioral Services, one of the nonprofits that partnered with the Department of Mental Health to create more residential substance abuse treatment space. When the mental health agency got the extra funding, NAFA says Catalyst opened a new treatment center for men in Enid.
We had to get more therapists hired to accommodate the big flood of clients that were coming in.
Since the Enid Treatment Center opened in late 2019, Catalyst has served around 620 additional people. Donna Woods also noticed the difference almost immediately.
I mean, it's just a miraculous turnaround.
She's happy there's more access to treatment, but says there's still a lot of gaps that can lead to people sliding back into addiction.
Treatment is an episode, so we've got to put into place modalities that are looking toward long-term recovery.
Woods says investing in long-term recovery means creating more programs that help people who come out of residential treatment centers find housing, transportation, and jobs.
And if you can keep them engaged from that episode in treatment, you know, a warm handoff into a sober living environment and getting them really involved within that recovery community, you have a lot more successes.
Edie Nafa predicts the demand for residential substance abuse treatment is only going to increase as the COVID-19 pandemic ends and people lose their fear to sign in to congregate living centers. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.